the Lord. All right. It's a long day for some of you, right? It's a long day. Some of you attended the morning worship, all right? And then now is your second service. And you praise the Lord this afternoon. I tell you, every time we are here, it's a real blessing. I'm happy to see all your beautiful faces. You know what? I'm still trying to memorize a lot of names. Back Gurley. Jelaine, right? Right. Monette. And Love. She Love. Those who lead the praise and worship. So I'm trying to memorize because it looks like all your faces are all similar. That's why I have a hard time to memorize all your names. Alright? And praise the Lord this afternoon. I believe all of you celebrated the Easter Sunday or the Resurrection Sunday a couple of weeks ago, right? So it's a wonderful time together this afternoon that we will still continue to study or to learn more about Christ's resurrection. And our topic this afternoon is the power of Christ's resurrection. And there are some facts and also at the same time an acts. After seeing some facts about the Christ resurrection, then our response is about acts. What's our action? So turn your Bible with me in the book of John, chapter 20, please. Some of you missed last night in our Bible study. So some of you, two Bible studies you already missed. Biruan nga namin, our job is baka matiwalig na kayo. Okay, biro lang po. We miss you. We want you to be part of this as a small group of Bible, studying the Bible. We learn a lot. I learned too, you know, from our sharing and even through the Word of God as well. In Acts, John chapter 20, verse 1, I just want to read a few verses, verses 1 to 10. Early in the first day of the week, what is that day? First of the week?
Sunday.
Because when I'm young, at the young age, I thought first of the week is Monday, right? Monday. But in the Bible, really, the first day of the week is Sunday, okay? Early in the first day of the week, that is Sunday, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Verse 3. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in the strip of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still didn't understand what the scripture that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. This is the empty tomb. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here today to fellowship, to worship you through songs and music, and even, Lord, to fellowship with one another. At the same time, O Lord, to study your word as our spiritual food, O God. And Father God, we want to commit to you, Lord, this very sacred moment, O Lord. Whatever message you want to impart us to us today, we ask God that the feeling of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know what? Reading this scripture, it's truly a big meaning, very meaningful for me. Especially last year, January, we had the opportunity to see this place. The place, the tomb where Jesus was buried and he was placed. And we had the opportunity to enter into that small cave. And This story is like the empty tomb. And when we went there, I cannot explain. I'm speechless. I said, wow. For many years praying to see this place, the Israel, praying for that place, and then it was the fulfillment of one of my dreams to see. And a lot of places where you just ministered, and basically this empty tomb, the place where we saw. Also this afternoon, also we'll see here the power of Christ's resurrection. The power of Christ's resurrection. So, one occasion, Michelangelo turned to his fellow artists and said, with frustration in his voice, I want to share this like illustration. I'm sure many of you know Michelangelo. And he said to his fellow artists, why do you keep filling gallery after gallery with endless pictures on the one theme of Christ in weakness? Christ on the cross, and most of all, Christ hanging dead. He asked, why do you concentrate on the passing episode as if they were like the last word, as if the curtain dropped down, there are disaster and defeat? And the dreadful scene lasted only a few hours, but to the unending eternity, Christ is alive. Christ rules and reigns and triumphs. You know what, beloved in the Lord, Good Friday, I don't know if you have a service last Good Friday. We had our Good Friday service. Good Friday was dark and dreary day during that time when Christ died on the cross. And then the Lord's triumph over the death, he has gained the victory for all people on the Resurrection Sunday. The first Easter morning did seem like a great triumph. In fact, it seems like a great injustice or misfortune because the body of Jesus was gone. They don't believe that Christ was resurrected. And even there are other theologians believe that the body was stolen. Sabi na ninakaw that it was stolen. They don't believe that Christ's resurrection is true. And today, the most important, Christ's resurrection is the foundation of our faith. Can you imagine? We are believing like the Lord Jesus Christ. And then until now, we are still inside the tomb. What is our faith? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, and even Paul said, our faith is futile, is in vain. We praise God because our God, He is alive. Amen? We praise God because we are serving the living God. I saw the praise and worship team, they are singing life with full of emotion. Full hearted, they want to glorify God and to lift up God's name. Can you imagine? They are singing here, and then you are singing for a God who is dead, who is still in the tomb. It's all futile or in vain in all what we are doing. You're coming here this afternoon, you are worshiping a dead God. But thank God we have a living God who can see us. You are talking here about Jesus. After having been nailed on the cross and experiencing complete the total death, literally coming back to life again. And we are talking about the body that was far removed from the life and body and soul. And that's the last funeral probably the disciples attended. And then the Lord Christ resurrected after three days. I remember John Stott, he said, we live and die, Christ died and lived. Right? What a very good quotation. We live and die, but Christ died and lived. Several occasions, I've been in a funeral. I see people there lying in their body. It's always a big regret for me when we go for visitation or going to the funeral homes. If a person that we don't know for sure 100% if this person is alive, they have a salvation. They experience the gift of salvation. That's why we live and die. But Christ died and lived. And the most fundamental truth of the entire Bible is that Jesus rose from the dead, because without the resurrection, the rest of the Bible becomes pretty much meaningless. We don't need to meet this afternoon. You don't need to come here every Sunday to worship God if Christ is still not alive. And that's why we always celebrate God's goodness. We celebrate God's what God is doing in our life. And we thank God for our family. And we thank God for this community. Are you thankful that you are part of this community? Amen. Of this church? MCM?
Amen.
Say amen!
Amen!
Yes! Praise the Lord! You know what? You cannot find any more like this community. This is one in the world. That's why you support, you love this ministry. Because every church, every ministry is like different. And the Lord places you here. And you must be faithful. You must be faithful. Just tell your Bible reading, that's Acts chapter 10, verse 39. Another passage that we can see this afternoon. The fact, when we read about the history of the early church in the book of Acts, we discover that the resurrection of Christ was the topic and they were proclaimed throughout the world. See here in Acts chapter 10:39. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses from God had already chosen by us, who ate and drank and gave him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. And the prophet testified about him that everyone who believes in him received forgiveness of sin through his name. You will see this passage. To the disciples, God commanded all of them to share about the Christ's resurrection. Though we did not see in our true naked eyes about Christ's resurrection, we are seeing him personally, but there are a lot of facts or truth in the Bible that truly Jesus Christ was alive. And that's why this afternoon we will see three important points about facts that we need to know. Facts that we need to know. Facts means katotohanan or katunayan na si Kristo ay nabuhay. Na siya ay ating sinasambang Diyos na buhay. He is the living God. The first fact that we need to know, Jesus died for us. Jesus died for you. Say it, someone beside you, Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. For all of us. Can you imagine? When Jesus died on the cross, he was as dead as you could possibly be. And the mind blower is that he went through the horrible, horrible and death voluntarily. Jesus chose to die that way. That he made that choice because he knew that one day you would be sitting here, lost in your sin and in the of a Savior. Jesus Christ died for me and for you. In 1 Peter 2:24, he said, he himself bore for our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. He said for us, for all of us, reclaim this gift of salvation and become righteous in the sight of God. We are not all worthy. Are you willing to die for a person that you don't know? Probably it's your boyfriend or girlfriend, yes, probably. Or husband or wife. But if a person you don't know, you're not willing to die. Yes, Christ don't know us. But he died for you and for me. Tandaan mo ba tayo? Kaya niya mo kita lang? No. Of course, it's very difficult for us. Because you are related to other persons that you want to really to die. Jesus Christ gave himself for us.
for the ransom of our sin. We are so blessed. We have the living God that was willing, and He did for us. Of course, John 3:16. Who want to recite John 3:16? Please. That is the heart of the Bible. That is the heart of the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that is repeated, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is the truth, that is the fact, that Christ died for us and He loved us so much. Jesus was our substitute upon the cross. The debt was deserved for our sin was placed upon Jesus Christ. We were put on trial for the sin we have committed. Jesus gave Himself to us. That's why He's very ashamed. That's when nakahiya, kumbaga, na binigay ng Panginoon ng buhay sa atin, and then we are not giving our best for Him. We are giving our life to Him. And there's always like reservation. For example, I just come into church on Sunday. Winter time, we complain, it's so cold. We don't want to go out. It's so cold to come to church. And then summertime, it's so hot to go out. Right? It's cold, it's so hot. Napakainin naman, parang pumunta na simbahan. Pag sacrament naman, napakalamig. Sabi naman, meron sa kaya ka dadalhin. You know what? If we really love the Lord, hot or cold, we will love, we will serve them.
Amen.
Amen. We will serve the Lord. Because He is dead for us. And secondly, Jesus rose for you. Ang Panginoon ay nabuhay sa atin. While many kids received, like last Easter, a basket of eggs, probably received some type of probably money, we know that the good news about Easter is really not about those gifts. It is about God in human flesh, literally rising from the dead and proving that He is exactly who He claimed to be. And after Jesus has been crucified, the women went into this tomb and met the two angels. You see there in Luke 24:6-7. Luke 24:6-7, He said, He is not here. He has risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over the hands of the sinners, be crucified, and on the third day, He raised again. Remember how He told the angel, don't you remember that is what Jesus had promised? Yun ang pangako ng Panginoon, mabubuhay uli siya. And He did His promise. He rose again. But we remember that His victory over death is proof positive that everything else He claimed about Himself is true. When He said, I and the Father are one. When He said during His ministry that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And all that is true. Jesus rose for you and for me. And the third thing, the fast, not only is Jesus Christ rose again, Jesus cares for you. Is there someone beside you? Probably someone is you got to minister to them. So tell someone beside you, Jesus cares for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Genuine in your heart. Jesus cares for you. Can you say, you know what? What a wonderful promise. Assurance. Jesus cares for me. I don't know what is your condition right now. Probably you have some trouble or your sickness or something. Probably you have a problem right now. But remember, Jesus cares for you. He cares us so much. Napagalit na ka ng iyong tatay o nanay. O kaya may problema ka sa trabaho, bukas para kaya mo pumasok. Kasi may, na, meron ka tayo makikita ng mukha doon, like in your workplace, you don't want to see their face. Jesus cares for you. Yes. A wonderful issue, an assurance. Jesus cares for you. Alright? Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, he cares for you. How much more God who died for you, who rose for you, and then now he cares for you. Cares so much. He cares for us so much. You know what? On Easter Sunday weekend, a lot of churches, they are full. A lot of attendance. And then after that, following Sunday, only few. And other Sundays, only few. Remember, the power of Christ's resurrection is not only during Easter Sunday. Sunday after Sunday, the power of resurrection must always be in our heart and mind. We are all inspired to serve Him and to worship Him. Because He cares for you. And He cares for me. I'm so glad. Those familiar faces. I know you are very, very active in Facebook, the MCF. Yeah, a lot of you are very active on Facebook. And last night someone told me, Pastor, don't unfriend us, okay? So kung yung unfriend, malapit na. Okay, soon. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Jesus cares for you. You care. Jesus cares for us. The same thing, we can also care. Care for one another. We can keep that care for one another. So this is the God in the flesh who died on the cross and rose from the dead. In the same, God wants us to know right now that there is nothing that you could possibly do or say that could chase the path of this deeply, intimately. He's intimately in love with you. That's what he does. He cares for you. He knows every details of your life. Every details God knows. That you can tell him in your solitude time when you are doing your personal devotion and prayer. You can talk out to God. Everything. Because he cares for you. Sometimes you need someone to talk to. You can someone, a person that you are close, that you know that you can pray for your help for you. We need one another. But how much more God cares for us and knows every details of our lives. His promise that we can rely on. What? We can rely in His word that He really cares. He really cares for us. The cares of our spouses, our spouse, or friend, that is a blessing. But a cares that comes from God is truly a blessing, a double blessing from the Lord. Sometimes you are lonely. Sometimes you are alone. Sometimes you need someone to talk to. God, remember, God cares for you. Amen?
Amen.
Remember that. Sometimes probably you and your friend, you have like misunderstanding. Or probably your spouse. They're misunderstanding. Remember God cares for you. Right? Yes. Now, after seeing these facts, the power of Christ's resurrection, He has died for us, or for you, He has rose for you, He has cares for you. Now, are you ready to accept His care today? Just simply believe and you will receive everything He has promised. And what is our act or what we need to do? Number one, die to yourself. Die to yourself. What I'm about to tell you is the hardest thing to do, yet it is doable. To die for yourself. Because Jesus is caused all who follow Him, like in discipleship. In other words, it is necessary part of being a Christ follower that Christ called us to accomplish. Just give us the power to get done. To get done. Yes. Die to yourself. That is very difficult. To surrender everything to God and to follow Him. You remember when Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone come after me, let him deny himself and follow me. Deny. It means deny, it means all what you have of your personal ambition, you will submit to God. God, whatever you want me to do, I will follow you. But it's doable. That is doable. Jesus, that's our first action, die to yourself. In Matthew 16:24, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. Take up your cross means to die to self. To die to self means that you are no longer going to be under or to be number one. And theologically speaking, it's the act of identifying what Jesus did on the cross. And practically speaking, it is coming to the realization that Jesus is Lord. Accepting Him as the Savior of your life and allowing Him to take Him place from this point forward. Like our theme for this month is about evangelism and discipleship. It's a very good topic for the 4-5 Sundays. We talk about to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus and how to share the love of Jesus in MFBC. So die to yourself and follow Him. There are a lot of sacrifices to do. You come, a Wednesday prayer meeting. I haven't been attending the prayer meeting. Because we have also prayer meeting in MFBC. As much as I want to attend the MCF prayer meeting, one of these days, I will show up. Like a 15 the night. Yes. I wish I have two body, physical body. I can be there and I will be there. But as much as I can, I want to help the ministry here. And I tell you earlier, and even several times, every time I'm standing here, I'm so excited every time I will see and I will fellowship with you. Because I know God is working. I'm also inspired to see you. Not everyone, see you. Everyone. Okay. Yeah. Die to yourself. And secondly, live for Jesus. MCF, live for Jesus. Live for Jesus. To live for Jesus means that I am now going to consider what He wants from me first. What is desire for my life? And what kind of father or employee to, and so on he expects me to be. What kind of person or Christian to be. And why should I do this? Because of Christ's resurrection. Because Jesus died for me and rose for me and cares for me. I'm simply acknowledging by the way I live my life. Jesus should rightly be in charge at the point forward. Galatians 2:20. A very powerful verse, and I'm sure a lot of you, this is your life verse, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. It is no longer day after day, we need to die for ourselves and live for Jesus. Live for Jesus. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How familiar is this verse? This is on my the tombstone of my father. This is the verse that we put in, we write in this. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. It is true. For us to live is in Christ, and to die is gain. That's the second point of our acts that we need to do. Die to yourself, live for Jesus, and number three, rise with Jesus. John 11:25-26, Jesus said to her, or to Martha, do you remember the story? Because
their brother Lazarus was dying. And then Jesus said to Martha, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus Christ with us. My beloved in the Lord, the assurance is this. All of us, we will grant in this world. We will not. If Christ will not come again yet, we will experience death. But if you have Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, yes, this physical body, leave up this physical body, yes, will be decayed, will put on the tomb. But the real person, this soul, who is talking right now, and the spirit inside of me, will go back to God. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So in this passage that I shared yesterday, because we had the opportunity to go to a heritage in your homes. And then you know what? In Mississauga, in Highway 10 in Dundas, 16 seniors accepted the Lord last night. Yesterday afternoon, 2 o'clock, when we went there. It's very important for us to have this assurance because we don't want us to come Sunday after Sunday or attend a prayer meeting, attend the Bible study, and then you don't know 100% where you are going. We want to make sure that all of us, we have Jesus Christ in our heart, that one day you come to Jesus and you confess, acknowledge that you are a sinner before the Lord and you confess your sin, and then you ask for Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And then you will have the gift of salvation. One day, you will rise again. You have a loved one who already died in this world who passed away. If they are believer, if they believe Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there will be a reunion. You will see them face to face with your loved ones. Do you have a loved one who do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior? And that is your ministry. You need to pray for parents, brother, sister, co-workers. Christ rise for them as well. Not only for us who believe in Him. I remember one time we came from our summer camp. When my son is about probably 5 years old. And then when we come home, and then he said, Dad, because our team for that one is about 10 times. Dad, my son Nathan, he said, Dad, he's 5 years old or 6. Dad, how can I sure about him going to heaven, about him of salvation? And at that very moment, that evening, I led him the prayer of acceptance to Jesus Christ. And then after our prayer of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, he opened his eyes and he said, Dad, how about Hannah? They are 2 years apart, the younger sister. How about Hannah? There's something about in his mind about the assurance that he is already saved. He will be going to heaven and he's concerned now his sister, the 3 years old sister. How about Hannah? And then after a couple of years, and Hannah gave her heart to Jesus Christ at that young age as well. And we had the opportunity to pray for them. The same thing that Jesus cares for us. And Jesus rise for us. Amen. He was resurrected. So we need to be sure, 100%. If you are not sure, then you can give your heart to Jesus as the Lord and Savior. That's the power of Christ's resurrection. He can change the life. He can change your heart and even mind. Nothing is impossible to God. In 15:20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have been fallen asleep. These are the people already gone in this world who die, the first fruit. And those who are fallen asleep, so it means we are dead. They die. Jesus is the first. It's a long time people who are going to be raised to life. My hope and prayer today is that you will turn your life over to Him, so you want them. God wants us to assure of our salvation. That's the power of Christ's resurrection. What are you going to do today with Jesus in your life? If you already experienced the gift of salvation, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior October 18, 1980. Though I grew up in the Sunday school, I was 20 years old when I gave my heart to Jesus. Or 19 years old, 1980, when I gave my heart to Jesus. I grew up in the Sunday school. I know the songs, I know the Bible, but inside of me, there is something missing. I need relationship. I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. To assure 100%. You must believe the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's very important. It's very important. Are you really the follower of Jesus Christ? You're a believer, but you're not the follower of Jesus Christ. You're not giving yourself for God in the ministry. It's good for you that almost all of you have part in the ministry. But if you are not giving yourself your best for the Lord, and the power of Christ's resurrection is you to be used by God. All of us. Right now you have a choice to. Will you choose to believe that God raised in Jesus Christ from the dead or not? And also you have a choice if you want to serve Him or not. But Christ cares and loves us so much. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you. We praise you, O Lord, for this short meditation. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Truly we live and die, but Christ died and be. And Father God, I pray that through this message, O Lord, that you will touch our heart. Indeed, O Lord, and the power of Christ's resurrection never been faded. It's still the same power more than 2,000 years ago until now, O Lord. The power of your, that you died for us. The power that you rose us. And you cares for us. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of this. And Father God, I pray that you will continue to help us to live and to die to ourselves and to live for you and to rise with you. So Lord, speak to our hearts this afternoon. While every head or every eye closed, before I end this message, I don't know your spiritual condition before God. I don't know. It is between you and the Lord. My first invitation today, the Lord touched your heart and you want to give your heart to Jesus. You are not sure 100%. You are not sure that you already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you want to experience that gift of salvation. You want to experience joy, peace in your life. And many times you've heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He died for you. He was buried and rose again. But today, you want to give your heart to Jesus, you want to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, you may raise your hand and I will pray for you. Is there anyone today? You want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Nais mo tanggapin ang Panginoon ngayon sa puso mo. You want to accept Him? Is there anyone? God is willing and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us. Still, anyone? You want to open your heart to Jesus? I assure that all of us here, we have experienced the gift of salvation. Now, my second invitation. I don't know how the Holy Spirit, how the Lord works this message to you right now. Is there anyone today? You want to rededicate your life to Him. Probably you are not doing your best for God. And probably you want to recommit yourself to Him. You say, Lord, I want to be more faithful to you. Or probably you have a prayer request in your heart. You have a desire or something happened in your life. You want to do something. And you need prayer. You may resurrect, I will pray for you. Say, anyone? Thank you. God bless you. Anyone? Thank you. God bless you. Amen. God knows your heart. Let's pray. Oh Lord, thank you for my dear brothers and sisters who raise their hand right now
So, Father God, you are omniscient and omnipotent God who knows everything, and you are so powerful. So, Lord, I pray that you will extend your hands upon them. Whatever in their heart today, O Lord, I pray that you will minister to them. Give the desires of their heart. And Father God, thank you for your message. Thank you for speaking to us through your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.